Greetings from Thailand. I am a loris.
Could you spell that?
T-H-A-T.
No, I mean your name.
Oh, so very sorry. L-O-R-I-S.
Okay, thank you. And your first name, please?
Doris.
How nice, that rhymes. Doris, loris.
My mother and father planned it that way.
Good one, I like that. Hey, welcome to Nature Corner, Doris Loris.
So glad to be with you.
Super good to have you. The kids can't see you, Doris. Would you tell them what you look like, please?
Sure. A loris is a pudgy, furry animal with short legs. I am 12 inches long.
Your round ears and face look sort of like the face of a little baby pandas.
That is because of the black circles around my eyes.
Oh, that's not eyeshadow, Doris?
No way, Uncle Bob.
You know, your body is almost in the shape of a monkey's.
You mean a monkey is in the shape of a loris, right?
Right. Okay, Doris. One problem, though. Where's your tail?
A loris has no tail.
You don't? You don't swing from branches, then?
Huh? Oh, no. That would be too fast for me. In fact, the scientists call me the slow loris.
Oh. You mean there are other species?
Oh, yes. Medium and a little faster.
Why are you so slow, Doris?
That is how Christ, my wise creator, made me, Uncle Bob.
Oh, okay.
I live in the trees of the rainforest in Thailand, say. When I want to climb a little higher, I will slowly put one hand in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I get where I want to go.
Okay. It makes sense, then, why you don't need a tail.
Right. A tail is used to balance an animal in a tree, see? It acts like a rudder.
Because you move so slowly on the branches, there's no need to try to keep your balance.
Correct. Because the Lord God gave me four hands that grasp a branch like pliers, I am very safe up a tree.
You know, your hands are sort of like the hands of a chimpanzee. They have fingers that curl around the branches. A thumb, too.
All fingers on my hands wrap around a branch, Uncle Bob. When I want to move, I will lift one hand at a time.
Very slowly, very cautiously. Okay, I think the kids have a good mental picture of you now, Doris.
I forgot to tell you what color my fur is.
Oh, hey, that's right, I'm sorry.
It's brown, with a black stripe down my back.
Very pretty. Ooh. So cozy soft, too.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Bob.
You're welcome. Say, a boy wants to know if you're nocturnal.
Yes, most jungle critters are awake and hunt for their food at night.
Mm-hmm, so they're nocturnal. Can you see quite well, Doris?
Ah, super great, Uncle Bob. My marble-shaped so-called eyes let in a lot of light from the stars. That's all I need to find my dinner.
All right. A girl wants to know what you like to eat.
Doris Loris loves fresh fruit, leaves, insects, birds, and lizards.
Hey, wait a minute. How does someone so slow like you catch a bird or a lizard? They're fast.
My slowness actually helps me catch these critters, Uncle Bob.
No kidding. How?
I move so slowly on the limb that the bird or lizard up there cannot see me move.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when I get right up to the creature, I will slowly lift one front hand up to strike and suddenly grab the lizard with it.
You've got him. Your fingers and thumb close right around him.
And then I pop him in my mouth and eat him hot dog style.
So, Doris Loris, there's a reason for your slowness, then.
Yes, I creep up on the creatures.
Mm-hmm. Some animals get their food because of their speed. You get yours because of being pokey slow.
Don't say it too loudly. They're liable to hear.
Say, a boy wants to know about your baby loris, Doris. You have one?
No, but I'm expecting one soon. He'll be a fuzzy ball of fur with big round eyes like marbles.
Oh, I'll bet he'll be cute.
Oh, the kids would love to hold him, Uncle Bob.
How long has he been in your tummy?
For 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
He has another month to go before he's born, though.
Okay, 90 days altogether. Then what?
He'll cling to my fur, and I'll give him a piggyback ride all over the forest.
Oh, that must be fun.
There are times when I'll leave him on a branch so I can hunt for food, though.
He knows how to hang on with all four hands?
Oh, I'll say. Once a baby loris grabs a branch with all four hands, it's very hard to pull him off.
I'll bet. Doris, I'd think your hands would get tired gripping the branch so much and for so long.
That's what a lot of people say, Uncle Bob. After all, I sleep that way all day long.
Mm, all four hands grasping tightly to the branch, too.
Yes, that way, if I have a scary dream, I will not fall out of my tree.
Okay, then when you wake up, you're still tightly holding onto the tree limb, right?
You'd think the muscles in my hands and fingers would get cramps in them, and they'd get tired, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's just what I was going to say.
They don't.
Really?
That sounds kind of harder to believe, doesn't it?
Yes, but I believe you if you say so, Doris Loris.
Oh, thank you. It is because of very high-tech design in my legs by Lord Jesus Christ, my creator.
No kidding. Could you explain that to the kids and me?
Gladly. Wise master designer put special wonder net in each hand.
Tell the kids what you mean by a wonder net.
A wonder net has many blood vessels that lie next to one another.
Oh, like arteries and veins, right?
Yes. Arteries touch veins, and they lie alongside each other.
I see. Now, this is in each hand?
Correct.
Well, how do these wonder nets make it so your hands don't get tired while you hold onto the branch?
Wise creator put wonder net alongside each muscle in my hand and fingers.
Okay, we understand you.
When muscles do work, they use up oxygen and give off carbon dioxide.
That's right. Kids understand these two gases.
Well, because a kind master designer put wonder net of the blood vessels next to each muscle in fingers, fresh oxygen travels from wonder net into muscle and gives my hands extra strength to hold on.
Neat. Strength they would not have if the special wonder net were not there.
Correct. Arteries in wonder net bring fresh oxygen to finger muscles.
What about the carbon dioxide waste gas, though?
Because the wonder net veins lie next to my finger muscles, the carbon dioxide from hard-working muscles goes into these veins.
Okay, so you have a constant exchange of gases because of your wonder net. Fresh oxygen from the wonder net arteries to your muscles.
And stale carbon dioxide gas from muscles into wonder net veins.
From there it goes to your lungs, where you exhale it.
Pretty neat so-called design, isn't it?
I should say. I just heard a little girl say, what a wonderful wonder net.
And because of that, my fingers and hands do not get tired. I can hold on to the branch all day and all night.
Really, Doris Loris. You know, without your wonder net, you'd have to find a hole in your tree, curl up inside it, and give your hands rest.
But no need to do that, Uncle Bob, because Jesus Christ, my creator, gave me special high-tech wonder net. I like him for that. How about you boys and girls?